the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And on the other line, Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that, ultimately. Also, the Republicans are the party of pro-death. And third, there's going to be a big blue wave that is going to crash over people like CJ, just to let you know. I wanted to say to Dr. Craig, I absolutely agree with you, Dr. Craig. If I was playing a football game and someone told me before the game that it was going to be 72-0 before I even play it down, to me, that's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. There hasn't been one vote. And all these people and all of even the progressive media is out there saying, oh, it's, you know, it changes every once in a while. And all of a sudden you, you know, the Republicans take back the House and the Senate. BS. You know what? We haven't even played a down yet in this game. So therefore, let's wait until people start voting. I also believe very strongly that they should not come out with the results of elections ahead of time, even when they call elections early. Because we in California, which I am from Wisconsin originally, but we in California are the last state to vote. And by then, we're the biggest state. And by then, everything is already done. There is something seriously wrong with our media that they can say already that this election's over and that they can say already that the Democrats are going to lose and that they can say, you know, even before this one vote taken. It's amazing to me. You can read the tea leaves. You can be one of the prognosticators, you know, like maybe you're I'm trying to think of his name. The one that said that the world's going to end. Trying to think of his name. Can't remember his name. But anyway, you know, it's like, stop it. Let's see things play out. You know, we got a woman's right to choose that's on the ballot. We got lots of things that are happening that are on the ballot. I do wish Joe Biden would speak out a little bit more against the corporations. I wish that he would, you know, say that. But anyway, that's it. I just wanted to say I agree with Dr. Craig and that we have to keep in mind that even though everything says, all the Democrats are going to get beat. BS. I don't believe that. There's people like Lucas Kuntz, who people don't even know, out of Missouri, who's making strides and I think is a very strong candidate for the Senate, and et cetera. So thank you very much, Earl.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
It is like the Green Bay Packers are down in the third quarter by two touchdowns. Let's pick a Republican traditional team like the Dallas Cowboys, and the announcers are saying, it's all over, forget it, Cowboys are going to win, right? And not even paying attention to the game. You know, the Packers, of course, are the only publicly owned NFL team, so they would definitely be a very progressive franchise. And, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where the media affects the news they're covering. When they do all nothing but this endless insider horse race analysis, which they're often wrong about, because they were not picking Donald Trump to win in 2016, right? In fact, they had the opposite problem there. I think a lot of Democrats sat home because they assumed Hillary was going to win, right? And it was an exceptionally close election. And there's just the whole thing about democracy. Like, why should California, which has the economy bigger than most nations, be totally disenfranchised in this country? We have this structure that's a legacy structure, and that is because 13 colonies created it, we gave inordinate rights to each colony, which became states. But now in the 21st century, where we need to be able to take really bold action to address the problems we're facing, it's become a positive detriment because it creates minority rule, and it's a minority rule that wants to halt what we need to do to survive and prosper in the 21st century. So But then they have to add more disenfranchisement, and upon that, we have to add to that that we're going to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. It's already been packed. They yell about court packing. They packed it illegitimately, and their unelected justices, without any change in conditions, are completely reversing a long precedent. I mean, if you look at Brown versus Board of Education, which overturned Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, Earl, that was a 9-0 decision. They even got the Southern justices to go along, and they also gave a whole lot of evidence of why it hadn't worked and how the situation had changed. And none of that's happening. They're just saying, oh, we got new judges. We're going to change the law. We're going to pretend we're impartially interpreting the law and that we aren't just politicians in robes with lifetime appointments with no accountability.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is... Yeah, you just constantly hear the lies that are nonstop on the right, and you've been around a little while, and these people have that they have no souls, and even though you know you watch Fox News and you listen to that stuff, and you see that this is a group of people who refuse to even talk about the January 6th panel. I mean, they just won't even have a conversation about it. Their whole day is about something other than that. And you just say, well, how can people buy into that? Right? I mean, you would think that the average person would say, and an intelligent person would say, why is the rest of the nation focused on that? But here's a network that won't spend one millisecond talking about it for the most part. And yet people buy into those kinds of things. And that's the fear, I think, Dr. Craig, that I have, is that something that should be common sense. Like, why wouldn't people want to know what the truth is? And yet you still got all of these people who continue to fall prey, because in essence, that's what they really are. They're nothing more than prey to those people on the right and what they're doing and destroying this nation. Huh?
They know the truth and facts on their side, and so they lie about them or simply don't talk about them. It's been said, it was said at the time that there was a Fox News in during the Nixon era, Nixon wouldn't have had to leave office, right? So think about that. Would that have been good for the country? And Fox News, I mean, they, the only major network, didn't show the first primetime hearing, the January 6th committee hearing. And they had the, on the corner of the screen, kind of, you could see the hearing room. When they started playing video that might show some facts, they turned the camera angle so the public couldn't see it. And the sound was turned down, too. So they didn't want them to see the video screen if they talked over it. I try to check what Tucker Carlson's counter-programming is. And his counter-programming is stuff like, liberals have a conspiracy to sexualize our children. And that gets people all revved up, and it's gross, and it's also a lie. And you wonder why Tucker Carlson is so... You can, and his crew could even think of such a thing. I mean, what kind of mind? You wonder who actually wants to sexualize children when you hear that kind of shit.
You know, Dr. Craig, I thought Bill O'Reilly was bad. But, you know, now you see Tucker Carlson, and Bill O'Reilly was at least a sanitized kind of guy compared to the guy that they put in his place.
And we barely ever talk about Sean Hannity because Tucker is so much worse.
Yes.
I've been on the Sean Hannity show twice, so I know the deal. But he's an old school bully.
Yeah,
I mean, he actually, if you get him yelling at you and you have to respond, he actually makes something cogent you can respond to, and when you're being browbeaten. And Tucker Carlson, God knows what he's going to come up with. It's just complete disinformation. It's psychological mind control. But there's this really scary study they did where they paid a bunch of Fox News viewers not to just watch Fox, but also to watch CNN. And they track their attitudes, and their attitudes change. Once they heard other stories and facts, their attitudes changed. But when the subsidy ended, they all went back to Fox. In other words, they don't want to hear the facts. What Fox is doing is providing a reality they would like to believe. So there's no persuading that group. They want to have their heads in the sand.
Well, Doc, we've got one of them on the line. CJ, quickly.
Hi, Earl.
Yeah, hi. Go ahead, quickly.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate your time, but you're stating misfacts yourself. Fox News did cover January 6th on their other channels, but Fox has been number one for 25 years and still growing because they have both sides of an issue. And I'm going to give you one example. You just said indoctrinating our children on sexual attitudes. Your party is the one that called the Florida bill Don't Say Gay Bill. What is the real name of that bill, Doctor?
Well, I don't follow Florida politics very closely, but that's a classic Fox News tactic to think that whether I know the name of that bill has any meaning in this discussion, because no legitimate media critic thinks Fox News provides facts or both sides. That's just propaganda on your part. You really believe that?
They're number one because of that reason, and that's why I
welcome
them. You don't have a.
They're number one because they're what a certain part of our country wants to watch, not because they provide facts.
Let me give you an example. The real name of that bill was called the Parental Rights in Education Bill. We didn't want our kids taught sexual gender and orientation things between kindergarten and third grade. That's it.
Who
orientation
that?
Thing. You mean a consistent
schools.
Part of human society. Well, why not? Little kids find out that their playmate has two parents who are both women, and they don't know what it means. They can't find out in school. I mean, what kind of
Hey, hold on, CJ.
Yeah, that's when they find out about it.
CJ, hold on. Dr. Craig, hold on. Got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.